I was filming a scene for a feature film earlier today, just in Central Texas. You're going to hear about this film coming up. It's a pretty special film, and it's got a pro-Christian message, and it also deals with the Mexico-U.S. border, but also the love of a mother and a child, and trying to get that child out of Mexico to the United States. Anyway, it's a fascinating film. I just did like a little cameo thing, like a Stan Lee, just showed up for, you know, like a 20-second shot in the film. It was cool. I got to meet the actors and the filmmakers and everything. But what else was interesting was then there were some people standing beside where we were filming, and they were watching. They're like, "Whoa, what are you filming?" And they were asking questions. And it turned out to be just a really nice couple. The man was from Colombia, the woman was from Mexico, and we got to talking, and the man could only speak in Espanol, so we were speaking a little bit in Spanish, and the woman was bilingual, but we had a nice little just conversation, just person to person, human to human, you know, and just sharing just the fun of making a film about what's happening in our world. It's moments like that that are really magical, when you really have that human to human contact and you get to talk to people face to face in the real world, not filtered through the news media, not filtered through, you know, White House propaganda, not filtered through even somebody else's experience, but to experience it yourself. And it reminds me that most human beings everywhere around the world, most human beings want to get along with each other. Most human beings want to be neighborly. They want to raise their families in peace. Most human beings don't support wars. I know there are exceptions, but by and large, most of the people of Ukraine and Russia actually want to get along. Most of the people in Israel are not the genocidal Zionists that represent, that the leaders are there, you know, like Netanyahu and others. Same thing with America. Most Americans just want to get along and be neighborly. They don't want to start wars and be an imperial power around the world, you know, coercing and bombing everybody. Most people, even in China or even throughout history, most people in the former Soviet Union, or, you know, most people in the 19th century, 18th century, I mean, going all the way back through time, most people want to live in peace. And it's the governments that manipulate people into dying for the cause. And the cause is always government power and control and feeding the deeper and deeper pockets of the ultra wealthy who are in control. So understand that war is a racket at so many levels. It's a deception at the personal level to try to get people to sacrifice their lives for the state, which is really, you know, the power elite, the cabal of the establishment. And then it's also a racket because it's about making money for the weapons companies and having all the kickbacks and bribery and fraud and everything, all the grift that goes to the people who make those decisions. So war is a racket. Peace is reality. Most people want to live in peace. We have to remind ourselves of this fact because the propaganda of the establishment is so powerful that it teaches hatred. Teaches people to hate other people or other ethnic groups. And it's so shocking to me how much hatred there is, even among those who claim to be tolerant and everything. Like, for example, people on the left in America, they hate Donald Trump. I mean, they have such hatred for Donald Trump supporters, and also now they're teaching hatred to white people. I mean, hatred of white people. You know, that's all part of the, you know, the racist anti-white training in the school systems right now and the DEI policies in the corporations and so on. You know, critical race theory, as it's called in schools. That's a philosophy of hatred. So they're teaching black people to hate white people. Why? Because racial tension benefits those in power, obviously. But think about how the Western press has also taught people to hate Russians ever since February of 22. It's like all Russians are bad people. Russians are horrible. And then Tucker Carlson comes out and says, "Hey, by the way, you know, Moscow is a super clean city. The Moscow subway is the cleanest I've ever seen. It's amazing. It's sparkling versus the subways in New York City or Washington, D.C. that are so dangerous. Nobody wants to go on them." And the Western press, you know, attacks Tucker Carlson. How dare you say Moscow is a clean city? Well, it is. All the major cities in Russia are cleaner and safer and more sparkly than cities in the United States. It's not even close. Many U.S. cities are, you know, crap holes compared to Russia. But anyway, my point is, this hatred is institutionalized and taught, but it's never positioned as hatred. Instead, you're only labeled as being a person of hate if you go against the establishment. So if you're opposed to the LGBT transgenderism of children, then you're called a hater. Oh, you're transphobic. You hate trans people. No, we hate mutilating children. I mean, we are opposed to that. And we say that anybody who's advocating that is a child predator, you know, but they would say, oh, no, that's hate speech. You can't say that. No, the real hatred is actually taught by the establishment. Again, to hate white people, to hate Russians, to hate even perhaps, you know, communist Chinese people, let's say. And, you know, I lived in Asia. I lived in Taiwan, and I speak some amount of Mandarin. And I've been very critical of the CCP and the People's Liberation Army, but I hope I've also said that the Chinese people, whether they're in mainland China or Hong Kong or Taiwan, the Chinese people, by and large, are good people. I know this because I've lived among them. I've, you know, shared meals with them. I've been in their homes and living rooms. I've been guests of people in Hong Kong and also in Singapore and, of course, in Taiwan and places like that. And the Chinese people as an ethnic group are good people by and large, and they don't want wars. They don't want bombings. They don't want conflict. They all want peace. And in fact, the Chinese people by and large, they want peaceful trade. They just want to export products, you know. They want to import materials, manufacture and export products, and engage in peaceful trade with most of the world. Now, perhaps that's not the position of the communist leaders of China, but I'm talking about the people. Just like the people of America just want to run their businesses and raise their families and go to their churches and you know, not have their children preyed upon by the grooming drag queens in the school library or whatever. But at the same time, the American government is, of course, a criminal cabal of treasonous actors who are trying to start World War III. So it's the same story everywhere, folks. So don't fall for the hatred. Don't fall for Israel's propaganda that says, like, all Palestinian people are evil animals. No, it's all propaganda. It's not true. Don't fall for Western media that says all Russian people are bad people. It's a total lie. Russian people are great people. Don't fall for the, you know, the critical race theory bullcrap that says all white people are stupid and useless and evil, because that's what's been taught, but it's all bullcrap. And realize that the hate in society today comes from the top down. The hate is not a bottom-up, grassroots, organic phenomenon. The hate is taught. The hate is indoctrinated from the top down. There is a hate agenda that's pushed by the government, by the media, and by NGOs, too, by the way. A lot of nonprofits are actually pushing hate, and they need this hate to stay in power. They need division. It's divide and conquer. They need chaos. They need civil unrest. They prey upon this. They feed upon it like vampires, and that's why they keep pushing so much hate. And, of course, the LGBT movement also pushes hate. It's just in your face, twerking in front of your children, and then if you say anything, they say they hate you, you know? So, yeah, it's a philosophy of hate. I mean, they're very good at disguising it, you know? They'll say crazy things like, they say that pedophilia, their, what do they call it? MAP, what is that again? Minor Attracted Persons, M-A-P. They say that their MAP is a form of love, yeah? That's what they say. You're like, no, 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 you're a pedophile. You're preying on little kids. And like, well, you're obviously not on the side of love. You're on the side of hatred. See, that's how they position it. Freaking pedophiles, you know? Just want to prey on children all day long and say they're doing it for love, you know? That's some twisted demonic stuff right there. Now, I have a person of Islam, Islamic faith, a Muslim, coming on to the show coming up soon. And I'm really excited to be able to do this. And The reason I'm doing it is to demonstrate that Christians and Muslims can actually get along just fine, and they can have really intelligent conversations about what's happening in the world, and they can find a tremendous common ground. And I mean, that's why I'm doing it. I mean, I've had, of course, plenty of Christians on the show, and that's kind of expected, being that I'm Christian. But to have a Muslim on the show in this time when there's so much conflict in the Middle East, I think is, you know, it's a really important thing to do. And I can't wait to bring you that interview. It's still a few weeks out. But just to demonstrate that, just to say, hey, guess what? A Christian and a Muslim can sit here at the same desk, which shouldn't be weird. You know, that shouldn't be unusual. That should be everyday normal things. But today we're taught so much hatred. And Israel, not the people of Israel, not the Jewish people, but the evil, genocidal Zionist government currently occupying Israel right now, you know, the satanic Netanyahu brigade, they are pushing so much hatred of Arabs and of Muslims that it's off the charts insane. You know, they're pushing hatred. They want all Christians to hate all Muslims, which is a horrible idea. And it's so unnecessary. And we need, you and I, we need to take steps to help reverse that. And you know how I've had Michael Yon in the studio for interviews several times. Michael Yon, I think he's done a great job for America here exposing the problem on the border. And you might think, if you don't know Michael Yon, you might think, oh, he must be racist against, you know, Mexicans. And no, not at all. He's the most non-racist person in the world. Michael Yon, one of the things I admire about him, and I will brag a little bit and say I share this trait with him, is that he and I both can go anywhere in the world and get along with anybody. It's something that I do. It's something that Michael does. Something that a lot of people have. Michael Yon can go visit the royalty of Thailand, or, you know, the alleyways of Hong Kong, or sit down and have a meal with the Japanese, or he can go to South America and he can get along with the local villagers deep in the jungles of the Amazon. Or he can go to Europe and he can, you know, talk to the Dutch and have dinner with the Dutch people and have a great time, or the Germans, or anybody. And honestly, I'm the same way. Wherever I've lived in the world, I've always gotten along with people locally. In fact, the locals have usually been more amenable than the Americans that were the expats. There's a lot of good expats, but there are a lot of like crazy psycho expats, believe me, who are out there all over the world. You probably know some of them if you've had any run-ins with them. But the locals tend to be down-to-earth people. Like when I lived in Ecuador, we had a little free clinic on Saturdays, and people would show up. We would be giving like free acupuncture and free Chinese herbs and some treatments there. And they would show up and they would donate like oranges and mangoes and papayas and things. They just bring some fruit, you know, to say thank you. So it was a little exchange, and we just give free healthcare services, essentially. I mean, you know, no Western medicine or anything like that. We didn't prescribe antibiotics because, you know, we weren't doctors, but we were just doing like basic wellness care on a volunteer basis. And people love that. And we met a lot of really interesting people. We got to talk with some interesting people. Some grandmothers would come in and they would tell us about their family. And then some people would bring us plants, like, oh, you should plant this. This would be a really great thing for you to grow, and it produces food. And we found out how many of the locals were gardeners and so on. And almost everybody in rural Ecuador knows how to grow food, by the way. It's not an unusual skill. It's very common. It's also very common in Peru and, you know, Chile and many other South American countries and Central America and so on. But the point is, I can sit down with those people, have a very nice, polite conversation, learn from them, share some things with them. Or I could go to, you know, Singapore and sit down with people in Singapore. I could go to China even and sit down with the Chinese people. I could go to Russia. I'm not planning on it, but it would be really fun actually to go to Russia and to sit down with the Russian people and just learn about their culture and their worldview. I think that would be a really exciting thing to do. I don't have time to do that, but I would love to meet people from more countries all over the world. I'd love to meet German people. I'd love to meet French people. I'd love to meet Polish people. Or how about Africa or some Middle Eastern countries? Wouldn't it be cool to just hang out in Lebanon and visit all the restaurants in Beirut? You know, I mean, really, that would actually be a fun thing to do. Maybe not the best time to do it given the war going on right now, but I'm just saying that we need to remember our humanity in all of this, folks. We need to remember not to get wrapped up in this like group hatred exercise, which is all bull crap anyway. They're trying to get you like hate all Palestinians or hate all the Arabs. I mean, it's all bull crap. We're all human beings. We're all children of God, okay? There is a creator. The creator created everything on this planet, including each and every one of us, including all the other people, even people of other religions and other skin colors and other languages and so on. God created us all. Now, some people have turned from God. They've embraced Satanism, and I do reject those people. And anybody, you know, trying to exploit children, for example, yeah, I don't have any tolerance for those people. They're going to be rejected. But for good people who are all over the world, make an effort to connect with them. I mean, I've had amazing conversations with people in the high altitude areas of Ecuador, like on horseback, went up a mountain and visited a shack, basically, up on a hill. They didn't even have electricity, no modern technology at all. They did rainwater collection, and they had, I think they had like an ox, and they would plow with a giant wooden plow, and they were growing papas. I specifically remember they were growing papas, which is potatoes at altitude, you know, with an ox. And I'm like, wow, this is hardcore, man. These people are down to earth people. And that's what Michael Yon reminds us of too. He's like, everywhere you go, the farmers are the best people because they're down to earth people. He was visiting the Mennonites in Belize recently. He's like, these Mennonites, they're rocking it, man. They can get things done. Yeah. And the Amish too. They know how to get things done. Good people. Amish people, Mennonite people, down to earth people, farmer people all over the world. Good people. Okay. The corrupt satanic people are, you know, the technocrats and the global elite and the, you know, the perverted groomers, child traffickers and whatever. There is a lot of evil in this world, but most of the evil comes from the top down. Keep that in mind. It's the governments that are pushing the hate, the division, and the war. All right? So this is my pro-humanity message for today. Please support us so that we can continue our efforts on this platform, Brighteon.com, and many more. You can support us by shopping at healthrangerstore.com, where my slogan is healing the world with clean food. What we sell is laboratory-tested foods and superfoods, nutritional products, personal care products, a whole lot of really great stuff, and long-term storable, certified organic, lab-tested, storable, freeze-dried foods. So check it all out at healthrangerstore.com, and thank you for listening today. God bless you all. Take care. I want to show you what we have put together here in terms of our really popular, now wheat-free, certified organic, lab-tested macaroni and cheese meal mixes. I'm got them on my desk here. The way we sell them, it's in a mini bucket format. You see the bottom ones there. And inside each bucket are three of these packs right here, which is, you know, vacuum packed. It's nitrogen flooded and then vacuumed in a very rugged, long-term stable bag. This is wheat-free. It's made out of amaranth as well as quinoa. And so this holds its shape and texture and tastes really great. It's not like gritty and mushy like whole wheat macaroni tends to be. So we have this, and then this is a cheese pack that's also very durable, rugged packing. And this, you know, no garbage, no artificial colors, no fillers, nothing like that. And in the cheese pack are very simple certified organic ingredients. Check it out. Organic white cheddar powder, organic heavy cream powder, organic butter powder, organic whey protein powder, organic onion powder, and organic black pepper powder, and that's it, folks. There's no fillers, no artificial flavors, no artificial colors. I mean, no colors of any kind actually in it. And it's very easy to make. It's extremely delicious. Now, it does not have any salt added. We did that on purpose because we wanted people to be able to salt it according to your own taste.
So for those having a low sodium diet, you can easily incorporate this. I mean, check the nutrition facts label. It still does have sodium naturally in the cheese, but we did not add any salt. So it can be incorporated into a low sodium diet if that's something that you're paying attention to. For the rest of us, I add salt to this, by the way, and I don't normally add salt to anything, but this is so low in the salt because we didn't add any salt to the recipe that I think you actually have to add a little bit of salt to bring out the flavor and make it taste really delicious. And then it does when you add a little bit of salt to it. So this is, all you got to do is boil water. You know, you boil the elbows for 5 to 10 minutes, and then you add in the cheese powder, you stir it in, you're done. And it's super delicious. This is a really great preparedness meal. I think you'll really love this. We also have, this is very popular. It is an organic banana, peanut butter, and chocolate instant superfood shake. Now, this product, which is available in various quantities, if you go to our store, you can just buy, you know, one canister, or you can buy them in groups. This also is very delicious, but very simple. Look at the ingredients. Organic whey protein powder, banana powder, also organic, peanut butter powder, cocoa powder, coconut sugar, which is a low glycemic sweetener. And that's it, folks. It's all organic. It's laboratory certified. It's super delicious. It blends with water or other kinds of milks. You know, it could be a nut milk or a cow's milk or whatever you want. It's delicious, hot or cold. And it's incredibly nutritious and very clean because we do all the testing. So these are two relatively new products, well, brand new actually, that are in stock right now, at least at the moment, and will probably be sold out of them pretty quickly, but we'll make more. It just takes time to source all these ingredients. It took us many months to get the cheddar cheese powder and the organic cream powder, the butter powder, and the whey. I mean, frankly, all the animal products are taking a very long time to get sourced right now, but we're doing the best we can. We have these available, super delicious. And this is just the first of many kind of instant meals that we're formulating right now. So macaroni and cheese is one of many that we'll have soon. We're gonna have different kind of soups, like a lentil soup and also an organic chili product. And they're all gonna be based on the same kind of philosophy. Clean, simple, lab-tested ingredients with no artificial anything whatsoever, and also very lower sodium compared to what's typically out there. Because I don't know about you, but I don't want to just eat a bunch of salt and MSG. You know, that's what a lot of storable food is, just a bunch of salt and sugar and MSG and textured vegetable protein garbage. And we're not into that, not at all. This is real food, real nutrition, real taste, and it's available right now at healthrangerstore.com. Just go there. You can search for peanut butter to find our chocolate banana peanut butter shake. Or if you want the macaroni and cheese, just go to healthrangerstore.com and search for the organic wheat-free macaroni and cheese with no salt added. Or check out our hundreds of other products, such as, like, you can look at herbs right here. All these different categories, different herbs and tinctures. We have garden seeds. We have superfoods. We have personal care products. Here we have organic turmeric gold extract. We have the knives, the Dawson knives. I've co-designed these with Dawson knives. You probably heard about these. This is under preparedness. Survival gear. We've got, well, let me just show you. We've got all the different knives right here made of the corrosion-resistant MagnaCut alloy. Mass ratio is one, very popular. That's back in stock now. Consequences covert knife. And more. We've got other knives available, including Escape from LA. Hey, I wonder, is that sold out? Hard to keep in stock. But check it all out at healthrangerstore.com. This is how you can support us. And then we give back to you in a multitude of ways, with knowledge, with empowerment, with the large language model we're going to be giving away here soon, coming up end of March, with all the interviews and all the things that we do. Plus, we just made a $100,000 donation to Convoy of Hope of non-GMO vitamin C. So when we are able to, we buy an extra large batch of raw materials, and then we use our in-house manufacturing and testing, and we will overproduce certain batches, knowing that we can use Convoy of Hope to distribute them to people in need And it's a Christian-based ministry that distributes food and supplements. And we've worked with them several times now. And just the other day, $100,000 worth of vitamin C. So that's going out into the hands of people in need across America. Sometimes they distribute to other nations, but they focus on the United States of America. And we will continue to support people in need anywhere that we can. Remember that our slogan is Health Ranger Store, healing the world with clean food. That's our philosophy. That's what we practice. That's what we preach. That's what we do. We do the lab testing. We manufacture clean, simple ingredients that are authentic and pure and tasty. It's like nothing else that you've ever seen in the processed food industry or the processed storable food industry. And a lot of the survival food out there is just heavily processed garbage. I'm sorry to say, that's just honest truth of what it is. You want real food? Come to healthrangerstore.com. Thank you for your support. I'm Mike Adams, the founder of Brighttown.com and the Health Ranger Store. Take care.